Hello, everyone. This is Mary Kay Bowes, Director of New Evangelization here at Holy Family Church.
And I'm John Reed, the Lay Pastoral Assistant here at Holy Family Church. And this is the first of, hopefully the first of many podcasts. We are using this newfangled interweb technology to communicate with our parishioners and just keep everybody up to date with everything that's going on here at Holy Family.
So this first podcast is, our objective is to review 2018 for any people who have not been around or have just joined our parish or who may be connecting through the internet so that we can share a little flavor of who we are as a parish and all of the many activities and programs and initiatives that take place here. It has been a very busy year. And, of course, we have all of our usual annual activities, our youth programs, Edge Life Teen, and this year we launched a Junior Edge for grade 3 to 5. We have many events that take place, our anniversary mass. We had our Taste Fest at the beginning of September, which is always such a wonderful community event. We also had our Run for Christ down at the Hayden Shore, at the waterfront in here in Whitby, and many people came out for that to support our fundraising efforts and to come together as a community in a physical and active way. Our annual CWL Christmas Bazaar is always a great hit and draws many people from outside of the parish. It's a very far-reaching community event, and we look forward to welcoming people here at our church for that. We also have our children's Christmas party each year, and it was extremely well attended this year with about 100 children, over 100 children in attendance and enjoying lots of activities and, of course, a visit from Santa. Throughout the year, we also have different dinner dances and social gatherings. And those are all very well attended, and people look forward to those opportunities to come together. By having all of this great variety of events and activities, we do try to consider the diversity of our demographics and cultures and generations here at Holy Family, so that through all of these activities, we hope that we are reaching everybody who could be a part of our parish. We have ongoing spiritual support through different retreats each Lent and Advent. We have a retreat where we have 3 evenings with a guest priest here to speak. And we also conduct sacramental preparation for our children, and I'll hand it over to John to speak about that.
Yeah, so this year we changed up the format of the sacramental preparation, for the baptism, First Communion and Confirmation. What we tried to do for the baptism, we wanted to be respectful of the fact that parents with, you know, young children are often very, very limited in terms of their availability. They've got lots of demands on their time. So we actually put some resources online so that rather than coming to the church for a number of classes, parents can take the time that suits their schedule and sit together and to go through some really engaging and very up-to-date content. And then they attend the church for a preparation session. But because they've already reviewed the online content and filled in some questionnaires just to, you know, kind of get them thinking deeply about the sacrament, they actually engage in a really dynamic discussion here at the church so that they can share those reflections and what they learned and share their own experiences with other parents who are also about to take their child to the sacrament of baptism. So we've had some really wonderful experiences with the new format for baptism. And likewise for the sacramental preparation for the First Holy Communion and the Confirmation, and particularly for the parent sessions, again, we tried to make them much more interactive where the parents come together and, you know, we communicate information, but we also engage them with a few very short very carefully selected videos that put things into a context that's relevant to modern culture, and so that the parents and in fact the entire family can approach the preparation for these sacraments in a way that will fully support the children in this important step of their faith journey. And again, it's a wonderful way to really kind of make it much more interactive, and I feel that the parents are getting a lot out of that. What's your experience of that, Mary Kay?
I really enjoy meeting with the parents and having these sessions, because we realize that they are all here for the same reason, and that naturally is a common element or a connection between them, even though they may not know each other well. But they are all parents of children preparing for a sacrament in the Catholic Church. And so that opens that door, I think, for some really good discussion and sharing about family life and how to integrate faith within the family. And we talk about all of us from baptism having a pilot light of faith, and through our experiences and growing and learning more about God and about faith, that helps the flames of our pilot light to grow through time, and how we as the adults and parents in the lives of our children can really foster and nurture that growth of faith.
Yeah, and it's another area where we're really trying to go back to, you know, in some ways the origins of the church. You know, the church was founded at a time where there weren't huge buildings and, you know, kind of congregations in the hundreds and thousands. It was more small groups of people coming together to praise God and to, you know, kind of support each other in their faith. And this is really where we want to take that step back and engage people in more of a personal experience where everybody can share their own faith. And it really adds another level of relatability, you know, in addition to the knowledge and the information that we can provide. And it's been a wonderful experience.
Yes. And that also leads into one of our main areas of focus for 2018. And that was on our hospitality and discipleship. And just as John spoke about the origins of the church being in small group and about people and relationships, that's what we really tried to focus on last year. And hospitality, specifically in a way that allows and opens the door to people being welcoming of others coming into our church. This is a very large church, and often we have visitors and guests coming from all over to our masses, coming with other family members or just stopping in on their way to somewhere else. So we want to ensure through a very intentional approach that we are being hospitable and welcoming and providing a really good experience for people when they come. Part of that has been the implementation of greeters at all of our masses, both at the doors up in the back of the church, and also having hospitality down in the hall after masses. And that's been a really wonderful source of opportunities for conversation and people meeting each other. We've had many people get to know each other down at hospitality. People have asked questions about the church, about ministry, connected with people that can bring them into service in particular areas within the parish. We also have tried to emphasize intentionally welcoming new parishioners so that we reach out to them and let them know that we're aware they have just registered with our parish and that we want to welcome them. We have a special mass and welcome twice a year where they're invited to special hospitality, and we acknowledge and really want to extend a special welcome to them. Another piece of the hospitality and welcoming that we do from time to time at the beginning of Mass is invite our people in the pews to turn to somebody who they do not know and introduce themselves and say that they will pray for that person. So we call it prayer partners. to extend the invitation to be a prayer partner during Mass, so that while there are those times to pray during the celebration of the Mass, we have a particular person in mind in addition to our other prayer intentions who we are also praying for during Mass. And that also allows people to get to know each other a bit and extend our prayer life.
And it's surprising how impactful some of those small steps can be. You just reminded me, Mary Kay, of a conversation I had recently with a gentleman who he told me that a few weeks previously he had introduced himself and shared names with his prayer partner at the beginning of Mass. And then a few weeks later, at the point in the Mass where we were giving each other the sign of peace, he found himself shaking hands with the lady who he'd introduced, who he'd shared names with a few weeks previously, and he said, "Oh, you know, peace be with you," and named the lady by name, and she was so surprised that he'd remembered her name. And you know, those are all the small things that are just going to contribute to creating that welcoming, you know, inviting environment where people feel like they have somebody who they can, you know, share a conversation with, somebody to say hello to, somebody to, you know, even just smile at them, because it's a really, you know, we're building community as opposed to what can sometimes happen in a large church like ours, which is that everybody comes anonymously and then leaves mm-hmm. anonymously. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing a lot of wonderful fruits of those small endeavors, for sure.
And so we try to grow those relationships beyond just, as you say, coming to Mass anonymously, and by actually acknowledging each other, naming each other, getting to know each other, it builds that community so that church is the people in relationship inside the building. Church is not the building. And that speaks to our discipleship, and that also has been a focus certainly over the past year, and being more intentional about our opportunities for all of us to grow and mature in our faith, to be disciples of and followers of Jesus. And that is to see in each other the presence of God, and then to extend and greet and welcome and behave in a way that that person could be Jesus in front of us. And that changes our behavior, that changes our words, that changes how we approach things and accept others. And that has been certainly very intentional over the past year. Our discipleship programs, through programs, but also an attitude that we try to foster as well in greeting and welcoming others. There certainly have been our ongoing Bible studies throughout the year, and one of those last winter was a bit different than our usual Bible studies and had a very specific focus and purpose within our community.
So the Eremus Bible study, it was a beautifully put together program where it really explored how to build a personal prayer life through reading of Scripture, specifically using the Lectio Divina approach. And for me personally, I was partway through the RCIA program at the time, but the Eremus program really helped me to find my own personal approach to speaking with God and listening to God. And I know that a lot of other people who were on that program, they found it to be a truly transformational you know, experience for them. You know, even people who would previously have said that their prayer life is good, they were just able to get to a really deep level and praying with Scripture and deepening that relationship with God. So we got a lot of wonderful feedback from the Eremus program.
And then throughout the year, we ran the Christ Life series, a program which we felt followed quite naturally after our Alpha courses. Christ Life is similar in some ways, but it is a Catholic-focused program. So the three parts of Christ Life were discovering Christ, which is very similar to the Alpha program in terms of content, and speaks to about getting to know who Jesus is and why he became to why he became man. And then the second part of Christ's life was following Christ, so being disciples, and how we can live our lives in a way that exemplify the teachings of Jesus Christ and how we interact with others as disciples. And then the third part was called Sharing Christ, and that's about evangelizing, about finding ways to share our own personal story, our own personal experience of a relationship with Christ in a way that invites and welcomes others to come on this journey and encounter Jesus themselves. In one of the promotional videos, there was such a beautiful capture of clarity of the meaning of these three parts from one of the women who had been through all the whole course, who said, "Discovering Christ helped me know Jesus. Following Christ helped me live Jesus. Sharing Christ helped me speak Jesus, and speak as a witness and give testimony to the presence of faith and Christ in your life so that it invites others in as well."
And it was beautifully timed with some of the other initiatives that were going on in the parish, which, you know, were moving towards discipleship and evangelization. And I think for a lot of the participants, those certainly who went through all three stages of the program, concluding with Sharing Christ, it allowed them to feel confident with the idea of evangelization. You know, a lot of people feel that even just the thought of evangelization as a word or as an activity is it's a very intimidating thing to do. You know, people, you know, they sometimes have these visions of, you know, people standing on soapboxes with a megaphone shouting on street corners and, you know, that type of image. But the Sharing Christ program really, really defined and clarified that the most powerful form of evangelization is sharing that personal witness, sharing that personal testimony. And through the Sharing Christ section, it really kind of helped each individual to craft their own testimony, not in a way that was in any way, you know, kind of scripted or, you know, overly structured and certainly it was all very, very sincere, but it just helped people to articulate their own personal story in a way that they can comfortably share with others. And, you know, that is going to be in many situations so much more powerful than trying to give some, you know, kind of reasoned or, you know, kind of impersonal plea for somebody to please consider coming to follow Jesus. You know, if people can share how Jesus has had a profound and transformational effect on their own lives, and give some details about how, you know, their lives have changed as a result, and then literally just either leave it at that or just say, "Would you like to come and see? Would you like to come to church to see if, you know, you might find a similar experience there?" You know, people won't refute that. People won't argue with that because it's nothing more than our own personal experience shared. So we had so many beautiful moments in that program, and I think it's going to be really exciting to see the development of that this year in 2019.
Mm-hmm. And I've just actually remembered with greater clarity the connections that woman made with the three parts. Discovering Christ was having Jesus in our head. Following Christ was having Jesus in our heart. Sharing Christ was having Jesus, being able to speak Jesus to others. And it's that experience in your life of Jesus. And that also is reflected in the impact of our Alpha courses, which we have run for adults many times, our young adults at the high school. And we've also been able to now initiate some Alpha courses more directed to our younger parents by offering babysitting, having it at different times earlier in the evening so that they can be here to participate in that. And interest in that has been growing as well. The Alpha is a non-denominational but very Christian-based program or course or experience of video talk, small group discussion, and really a experience of relationship among people like-minded and unlike-minded people who have questions of faith and its place in their life, the opportunity to discuss and bring those questions forward in a safe and comfortable way has really opened the door to so many people to even engage in these discussions where they had nowhere to speak about this before. So the Alpha courses have been quite remarkable and an experience for many people. What we've learned from the Alpha, as well as initiating small groups in our parish, is that the experience of relationship and discussion at a table, at a round table, really has been the source of incredible growth of faith. So that we now say faith grows in a circle. It's based on those relationships. It's based on the discussion together and just being able to share conversations about faith in a way that is informed through different programs or opportunities, and then in the safety of those conversations. We have also added wonderful intercessory prayer groups who meet as small groups and pray for the intentions of parishioners that are anonymously and privately submitted, so that people know that their intentions are being prayed for through the power of intercessory prayer groups. In September, we had a very exciting month when we launched our new mission for our parish. Every church has a mission, and sometimes they state it a bit differently, but truly the mission that we have adopted is the universal mission for all churches, and that's from the first and most important commandment, to love God, and the other that is related to that, to love others. And then finally, the Great Commission from Jesus to go and make disciples. This was launched in a very visible way in our church, with signs, and we've had it in our bulletin. But also, most importantly, in September, Father Laszlo and Father Matthew shared the meaning and explanation of this mission through a message series in their homilies over a number of weeks. And these homily messages really helped to explain the mission and inspire our understanding, so that we would be joined together as a parish and be motivated and able to act on this mission in a way that created a community of faith, a community of believers who shared this common understanding, and then how we lived our lives based on that mission. It also helped to frame going forward. Everything that we now do in our parish is based on this mission statement.
Yeah, and I think so much of the work that's been done by the staff and parishioners over the last few years is coming together, because there's really been that strong focus to intentional discipleship, being intentional about our faith. And one of the things that allows for that is to have a very clear direction. You know, it's one thing to try to, you know, do the best we can in each different situation, but by having that focus that comes from a very, very simple, clear mission, it's going to make it so much easier for everybody to be moving in the same direction. And one of the the most common pieces of feedback that we got after the homily series where Father Matthew and Father Laszlo launched the mission, was a sense of clarity, was a sense of understanding, in a way that might have previously not been there. So we're really, really happy with the response that we got from that. And then following on from that, we put in place a workshop and a conference. So the intention with the workshop was to reveal the mission in terms of kind of revealing how it can be implemented into all of the various different things that go on in the parish. So we had a workshop that we called our Mission Revealed, And we invited ministry leaders and other engaged parishioners to come and just spend the morning in a workshop where we presented some of the various different things that can be done at each different level of involvement in the parish, which are in line with the mission. We got a wonderful response. We had, I think we had 70 to 80 people, yeah. And it was a day, you know, filled with engagement, with dynamic, collaborative conversations, and people left with a real sense of purpose. And then a few weeks afterwards, I think we followed up with a full day conference, which was attended by, I think about 120 mm-hmm. parishioners. And we called that our mission in action. And I'll let Mary Kay talk a little bit more about that.
Actually, I should go back to September, John, and say the other exciting thing that happened in September was John joined our staff here at the church, and we were very happy about that, and it's been wonderful work ever since. Our conference that we held in November was our Mission in Action, and we were incredibly blessed and so happy to have two very dynamic speakers come to join us for that day from Ottawa. We had Michael Dopp, who is from Mission of the Redeemers, Mission of the Redeemer, and Andre Renier. And they both spoke to us about specifically discipleship as individuals, how we can be followers of Jesus and act on his example in our lives, but then also how we can follow discipleship as a community, as of faith. So we're very excited to have those two very special days to really enhance and deepen the understanding and the launching of our mission in our parish.
Yeah, and not only were those events well attended by our parishioners, we actually had some visitors from other local parishes. We had some attendees who'd come from Toronto, and when I asked how they'd heard about the conference, they said, "Oh, we're hearing a lot about Holy Family all the time. You know, we hear about how many wonderful things are going on in that parish." So that's wonderful just to hear, you know, that others are noticing the steps that we're taking towards building this community of faith.
Mm-hmm. Last spring, as a staff, we try to reach out and research and extend our own learning as much as possible to help us to do a good job with bringing the right programs, the right ideas, and bringing our community of faith here at Holy Family together. So last spring, parish staff attended the Rebuilt Conference at Church of the Nativity in Maryland. And then our parish leadership team went to Milwaukee this past fall for the Amazing Parish Conference. And our learning from these two experiences has really helped form and shape our thinking and our approaches and has brought us to where we are now in following our vision of creating a missional church of disciples where we follow our mission. We reach out in service, in ministry, in supporting each other, and that we actually reach out beyond just the walls and boundaries of our own parish and into the community to those who may not be engaged or connected to church at this time. So we're really trying to help provide opportunities for faith, for people to deepen their relationship with God, and to do that with the support and relationship of a community of faith.
Yeah, and the conferences, they're so useful because, you know, it's easy to silo ourselves and to try to, you know, kind of walk this journey, you know, ourselves and try and figure it out. But there are so many people, there's so many communities out there who have learned from their own experiences, and they're so willing and so keen to share that, you know, that it really is something that we're going to try to continue to do, to you know, learn from other people who might be a little bit further on in their own journey, you know, and to accept ideas that might be, you know, kind of different to the things that we've done in the past, and obviously carefully discern whether they are right for the culture here at Holy Family. But one of the things that we really found from the Amazing Parish Conference, it was a wonderful conference, and we came back You know, with two key pieces, there was a lot of spiritual development, and spiritual development as a team that was wonderful for the leadership team, but then also organizational development. And really, it highlighted the fact that when a group of people are working closely together to achieve a common goal, the more we can consider and really kind of be very mindful of how we are collaborating with each other, how we are planning our activities, how we are sharing and delegating tasks so everybody's playing to their strengths. And this is not necessarily just for the leadership team. It's for, you know, the ministry leaders. It's for the ministries. And this is something that we're really going to try to, you know, kind of bring forward into 2019 is the old, you know, kind of saying to work smarter rather than working harder. We obviously work very hard, and we know so many people in this parish are working so hard. The dedication and the investment of time and self, it's really quite humbling. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that those efforts are going to bear maximum fruit. And so we're working on some ways this year that we can give better support to everybody in the parish, so that together we can achieve more and we can grow our community of faith, you know, to the maximum possible extent.
So there's our first installment of our podcast, and we will do present some more. At this moment, we are extremely excited about where we are now in terms of our programs and our development and our projects here at Holy Family. Our rebuilt book club that has just begun has been an incredible experience of bringing people together to talk about how we can change the culture of our parish to be more missional and less maintenance, and to reach out even more to our community. So we're very excited about that, and we look forward to talking again with you and sharing some more of what's going on at Holy Family.
All right, until next time, goodbye and God bless.